Last month, we introduced you to three young people and their summer jobs, a horse wrangler, a congressional intern, and a camp counselor, a chance to hear about summer's work from those fortunate enough to have it in a down economy. And now that it's midsummer, we thought we'd check in to see how those jobs are going. First to Rose Kessler, who's spending her summer working as a wrangler at a Western ranch resort in Clark, Colorado. Hi, Rose. Welcome back.
Hello.
I wonder if you've had a favorite moment so far this summer, something that just really sticks out that you're going to remember for quite a while.
Well, let's see. A couple of weeks ago, myself, my boss, and two other wranglers went and competed at a ranch rodeo in Steamboat Springs, which is about 20 miles away. And that was a lot of fun.
A rodeo?
Yeah, but it's a ranch rodeo, so there's not bull riding and bronc riding and that kind of thing. It's more like team branding and team steer doctoring and wild cow milking, which was definitely the wildest moment of it.
Wild cow milking.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
It's when they bring in cows that aren't really used to being handled at all. They just live out in the pastures on the range. And what we're supposed to do is one person will rope the cow, and then three of us are supposed to leap off our horses, wrestle her down, and milk her. And we had an exceptionally uncooperative cow. After my boss got her roped, she just ripped the rope out of his hand so fast that smoke came off of his saddle horn.
Wow.
And then finally, one wrangler, Dan, actually got his arm around her neck and was trying to put his fingers in her mouth to hold her down, and she just flung him off like a rag doll.
You mentioned steer doctoring. Is that a euphemism for something that's not terribly pleasant?
Oh, no. We actually, they castrate them at birth, so that's already done with.
Uh-huh.
So, no, it's if they needed some kind of antibiotic or they had some sort of mild cold or flu or a cut or something like that, then you would rope them and, again, have someone wrestle it down and then doctor it.
Does it get hot out there?
It does. We've had kind of a heat wave lately. I'd say it's probably gotten up to 95.
Really? 95?
Yeah, and the sun out in the corrals, it's just that dry, dusty ground, and the heat just radiates off of it. And so when we go out after lunch to catch the horses, they're all stretched out asleep, snoozing.
They are, right on the ground.
Yes, on the ground. And I swear that they dream, because they'll be twitching and groaning, and you have to sort of step around them.
When it's that hot, are the horses not as eager to get up and go for a ride?
They're a little more lethargic. Sometimes it takes a little bit of coaxing to get them up off the ground, but then they stretch and they groan, and then they're ready to go.
Well, Rose Kessler, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Rose Kessler, whose summer job is working as a wrangler at the Home Ranch in Clark, Colorado. Next week, Jesse Rauch will wrap up his summer job. He's been working as an intern on Capitol Hill for Democratic Congressman Rob Andrews of New Jersey. So his summer has been spent answering phones, opening constituent mail, and observing the legislative process at work.
Sometime last week, we were working on an amendment to bring to the floor of the House, and the Republicans had kind of sped things up for us, so we went kind of into a battle mode, which was very exciting, where we had to deliver Dear Colleague letters to all the different congressmen, and we had to make phone calls and send emails just to get support for the congressman's legislation. And that high-paced moment that we had that really didn't last more than 24 hours just really told me that I like working here, because you get to experience that type of atmosphere.
A little sort of adrenaline rush.
Oh, definitely.
Now, you're heading, in the short term, you're heading back to college this fall. You'll be a senior. I wonder how your experience as an intern on the Hill may affect your choices this year and how that year will turn out for you.
Well, I've definitely learned a bit more about how to work with people that have such diverse views. Because once you're working in Congress, and you're working with not only Republicans and Democrats, but every other view that either the constituents have or lobbyist groups. And I'm involved in a few organizations back at my home university, and I'm going to be working with a lot of different people. And that type of skill I've definitely fostered and developed while I've been here.
And in terms of what happens next, what do you think you might do after the year's out?
I'm thinking about doing one of two things to start. The Teach for America program, where I can teach in either a rural or an urban school district. I was wondering if I can get into that for a few years, or possibly just coming down to work on the Hill and get some more legislative work underneath my belt. After that, I think it's continuing on to higher education. You know, possibly law school.
Well, Jesse Rauch, best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Jesse Rauch, who's winding down a summer internship here in Washington for Democratic Congressman Rob Andrews of New Jersey. And finally, to Liliana Puentes, who's ventured from her native country of Colombia to be a counselor at Wayanagonic Camp in Denmark, Maine. She's in charge of senior campers, and she especially likes the evening tradition there, when about 100 campers and counselors gather in a circle.
At night, we sing, we get all together, all senior camp together, we hold hands, and we do an evening circle, everyone sings. It's really nice, actually.
So you're all standing in a circle, holding hands.
Holding hands. And then the unit director, she starts a squeeze.
A squeeze?
Yeah.
You're squeezing the hand of the person next to you.
Yeah, and you just pass it.
Yeah.
You're holding hands, so you just pass the squeeze. And as soon as you get the squeeze, you have to think of a wish. And if it goes all the way through the circle, your dream will become true.
Do you like that tradition?
Yeah, I love it.
Why is that?
Because it's something special. It's something you don't do at home. At home, you just say good night, and you go to bed. Yeah, it's a special way of saying good night.
It's a ritual, it sounds
yep.
like.
And then each counselor with their cabins, they get together and sing taps.
So you all sing taps together?
Yeah, the counselors on duty with their cabins.
So you know the words to taps?
Yeah.
You want to sing it for us?
Yeah. It's days gone, gone the sun. From the lake, from the hills, from the sky, all this earth safely rest, gone aside. And then you say, good night, senior.
You're from Colombia. I wonder if you ever try singing taps in Spanish.
Like the translation?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be something like, se va el sol a dormir, todos vámonos a descansar, vamos ya a dormir, buenas noches. Something like that.
That was pretty good. Spur of the moment.
Yeah. It's not quite the same, but it means good night.
Well, Liliana, thanks so much, and we'll try talking with you one more time before the summer's over.
Great. I'll be happy to talk with you again.
That's Liliana Puentes, a counselor this summer at Wayanagonic Camp in Denmark, Maine. We also spoke with Jesse Rauch and Rose Kassler.